This story kind of got some traction, but it didn't. I mean, it's on CNN, only because it's an anti-vaxxer. He's an anti-vaxxer. Oh, no. What do we do? All right, let's actually take a listen to see what the talking heads at CNN have to say about this story. Justin, once again, as always, when I'm playing these audios, let me know if it comes through or not. If it doesn't, it's not a huge deal. Here in the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel.
Coming NFL season is right around the corner, and this year the league is taking strict new measures for players who choose not to get vaccinated. And that is rubbing some football stars the wrong way. CNN's Coy Wire has more on that.
Jessica, NFL protocols now grant vaccinated players and staff much more freedom at team facilities. Unvaccinated players, like Bills receiver Cole Beasley, still deal with several restrictions like daily testing. They can't even leave the hotel or see family and friends on road trips. Beasley posting on Twitter that he won't be pressured into getting vaccinated, tweeting in part, quote, "If you're scared of me, then steer clear or get vaccinated. Point blank, period. I may die of COVID, but I'd rather die actually living," unquote. The 10-year vet Beasley says he believes there are plenty of other players who believe the same thing he does, but they don't have the same standing in the league as him. The NFL Players Association, which Beasley called a joke, declined to
Remember, Beasley's not a super high paid NFL player, but the dude stands to make $4.7 million this year. And for you and me, that's more money than I will ever see in my life. Unless some of you donate at crusadechannel.com/chat. Maybe some people throw some $20 in the chat room. That'll go a little bit of a way to make me feeling better to not getting $4.7 million in my entire life. But yes, we could totally get some donations at crusadechannel.com/chat. That would make me feel better. And of course, as always, would validate me. But nice little off ramp there. It's not a lot of money in terms of NFL players, but it's huge for you and me. And the fact that he has gone out and he has an entire post. If somebody donated $4.70, $14.70, I'd be pleased with either one of those. That would be fantastic. But he posted this on Twitter on Friday. This is what he said. This is from Cole Beasley's Twitter account. "Look, I'm going to live my life like I want to, regardless. Everyone, hi, I'm Cole Beasley, and I'm not vaccinated," with an exclamation point. "I will be outside doing what I do. I'll be out in the public. If you're scared of me, then steer clear or get vaccinated. Point blank, period. I may die of COVID," Cole Beasley writes, "but I'd rather die actually living. I have family members whose days are numbered. If they want to come see me and stay at my house, then they're coming regardless of protocol. I didn't play for the money. I don't play for the money anymore. My family has been taken care of. Find me if you want," as in if the NFL, not like find me and fight me, but the NFL levies fines. He says, "Find me if you'd like." Let's see, find me if you like. These things are a little hard. Yeah. "My way of living and my values are more important to me than dollars." Mine aren't. Rick Barrett, donate to me at crusadechannel.com/chat. "I love my teammates and I enjoy playing ball because all the outside BS goes out the window in those moments. I just want to win the Super Bowl and enjoy these relationships that will be created along the way. I'm not going to take meds for a leg that isn't broken." That's a really good point. "I'm not going to take meds for a leg that isn't broken. I'd rather take my chances with COVID and build up my immunity than that way. Like most of us, you and I said, hey, I'll just, if I get it, I get it. I'll trust my immune system or it'll happen one way or another, but I'm not going to live with a face diaper strapped to my face 8 hours a day. I'm not going to go outside when it's 90 degrees out wearing a face mask. Eat better, drink water, exercise, and do what I think is necessary, he continues to write, to be a healthy individual. That is my choice based on my experiences and what I think is best. You know, my body, my choice kind of thinking. I'll play for free this year and live life how I've lived from day one. If I'm forced into retirement, so be it. I've enjoyed the times I've had. I'll get to live freely with my wife, kids, and extended family forever. We'd get to enjoy the times that we missed from the sacrifices we've had to make just so I could play this wonderful game. Wonderful game. I keep losing them because these things are the way they write on these things. So either way, it's a win-win. That's where I stand, Cole Beasley writes on his Twitter account. Thank you for everyone who's been supportive through this process. A lot of other NFL players hold my position as well, but aren't in the right place in their careers to be so outspoken. I feel for you, and I'm hoping I'm doing my part to represent you guys well. Signed, Cole Beasley. The question is, how many for $4.7 million would take the jab? Many. Just understand that. It takes a lot of courage and to be a masculine man to say, I'm not doing this. I'll play for free, but I ain't taking a jab. You can fine me all you want. Or just, if you got to release me, Buffalo, do it. But I'm not going to have this thing where we couldn't mandate the flu shot ever before. You could never mandate the flu shot. And how many games were missed in 2020 due to COVID? Let's look at that actual statistic. Oh, I probably should have said NFL games because that's a little bit of a large inquiry. How many games were actually rescheduled? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 games out of a 14-week season. And all they didn't get canceled, they just moved them. So every NFL game was played. And it doesn't seem like it was a huge hindrance on it. Yeah, it might have been a pain. It might have been a pain to schedule and move them. But it shouldn't be to this point where they're saying you have to get vaccinated. The league, and this is from the CNN article now. Who wrote this? Jacob Lev. I think it was that ball guy you just heard. The league relaxes protocols for players and staff who are fully vaccinated, like he just said. So they're even giving special privileges to the vaccinated. But if not, if you don't get the jab, you still have to wear face masks. You still have to get tested. And of course, if somebody tests positive for COVID and you have the jab, you don't have to quarantine. Daily testing, mask requirements, and quarantine after exposure. Which all of this at this point we realize is ridiculous. All of this because we have studies from the same website, CNN, that says hydroxychloroquine, the Zelenko protocol, can get people back to work pretty much within 4 days. And there's enough hydroxychloroquine. There's enough of the Zelenko protocol. That's not even right. The Zelenko. I don't even know what that is. The Zelenko protocol. That if the NFL did have an outbreak, You could easily have 100 doses of the Zelensky protocol with the trainer at the facility. Oh no, we have an outbreak. Everybody take a Z-Pak and some vitamin D for a week. We're fine. Let's move on. That's the insane thing. There's more evidence out there than not that COVID is not a deadly virus. That the jab is not necessary. In fact, with successful alternative treatments available, the argument that we were being given to by certain Catholics that said you have to take the jab because it's a moral obligation. It's like, actually, no, I don't, because there are alternatives. If I get sick, I can get a Z-Pak and I can do, I can get hydroxychloroquine and I'll be okay. So you can't tell me that the jab is necessary. It's not. It's under control. So, and of course, the NFL, which is just another arm of big modernity. We'll come up with something better than that, but big modernity with the entertainment and industrial entertainment, educational, big government, big everything, big sport.